You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Gretchen teaches piano to children. They range in age from, I want to say, 4 to 12. I think she might have a 12-year-old. Anyway, but it's that, you know, it's kids. And the other day, she had to essentially end one of the lessons very early because the young man, as she put it, was being a complete and total jerk.
The
parents dropped the kids off, right, you know, for their lesson and stuff like that. And she said he was just the whole time was just being the biggest jerk. Oh. And she finally was like, you know, we're done.
Yeah, you know, get out of here.
That's it. It's time for you
to leave. For her, yeah.
And anyway, so that's what led to our little conversation over dinner that night. Is the whole thing about people who are jerks. Because every single person who's listening right now, you don't even have to close your eyes. As soon as we say jerk, everyone imagines somebody in their life, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Whether it's somebody that they're working with or a past relationship or a neighbor or just a friend, pseudo friend, who's a complete jerk. And we all can do it. I can think of
three immediately. Boom, boom, boom.
Okay,
jerks.
So that's
total
my
jerks.
Point. Is that we all know jerks. And it's not, and I'm not talking about somebody who's actually pretty much a nice person, but they do one or two things that get on your nerves. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about in their DNA or whatever, they're jerks. So the question that came up at dinner, Gretchen said something like, I'm sure he'll grow out of this phase or blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, I wouldn't be too sure of that because I subscribe to the belief that you're born a jerk. That you don't grow into one or grow out of one. I think it is part of your wiring as a human being. And I think people who are 45 years old and a total jerk, I'm quite convinced that at age 10, they were a jerk.
I would love to see some sort of study on that where they go back.
How do they study that?
Well, there's probably some anecdotal evidence and some stories from family, friends, and teachers from that person's past of all the jerk tendencies and how they were and how they acted.
Maybe.
And they were that kid at the piano lessons, you know, jacking around, being a jerk.
You
probably could, you know, follow that path and follow it right into their adulthood.
I'm wondering how you would do a study, though, because it would start by saying, okay, we need, if you're a jerk, you know, raise your hand and we're going to study.
Documentary fashion where they go back and interview people from your past and they'd be sitting there with your principal and like, yeah, he was in here numerous times throughout the year for jerk things that he did.
Now, being kind of a science-y nerd that I am, I'm really, I appreciate all the things about nature versus nurture. You know, are you born some way or is it your environment that, for some things, I think there's nurture. I think it's your environment. I truly believe that. But for other things, I think you are born that way. So we're asking our listeners this morning, simple question. Are you born a jerk or do you grow into it through your environment?
Yeah, we need calls and comments.
I think you are born a jerk. And I don't think it's that.
I'm in the middle. I really am on this.
You can't be. You got to pick a side.
I don't want to pick a side.
And the thing is, I don't think jerks actually make up that big of a percentage. Like I said, there's some people who get on your nerves or do whatever. But as far as being a pure ass, I think it's a small percentage. It's just that they make a lot of waves. You know, they cause a lot of disruption. And so we might tend to think there's a whole lot of them. I think there's just a select few, and they are wired that way.
And I'm kind of, the way I'm thinking this out is I'm kind of thinking that you can be swayed to be a jerk. Just as I watch my kids grow up and how influence of friends can affect them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my sweet, innocent children can come home and say things and do things that is not in their nature. And it's like, where did you learn that? And it's from friends and people at school. And, you know, because of those people, my kids are morphing now into somebody else. So that's where I'm kind of seeing that maybe they're being swayed into becoming a jerk.
Yeah, but that means they're not jerks. If you can do jerky things and you're not a jerk, okay? Like, we all know people
who are
nice. Well,
then how many jerky things that you do? How many times, how many, you do 10 jerky things and all of a sudden you are becoming a jerk? See what I'm saying? It's like there's a point where you start doing so many jerky things that that just becomes you.
I don't think so.
No, you can go back.
I think while your kids are around the jerks, it will have that influence on them. And then, because kids don't keep the same friends their whole lives. And I think when they get out of that sphere, that influence, I think they will settle back into who they naturally are. They might be doing jerky things because they're around jerks. But I don't it's not their nature.
Or as in this, you know, highly developmental age, it's, you know, when you like truly become who you are, they say, what is that? Like in by fifth grade or something, you're truly who you are for the rest of your life. They're like sponges right now for everything around them. And if all they're doing is soaking up jerk friends around them, maybe that does carry on.
I got to tell you, our text messages are blowing
up. Are they? I got to look.
Let me read at least one of them here. Okay. Dina says, my ex-husband is a complete... Well, everybody's going to say that, right? But she says, my ex-husband is a complete jerk, as are his parents, siblings, aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, and nephews. And then she goes, it's definitely in their DNA. But the problem with that is that with...
That's
Dina,
the outside
thank you for the
influences.
Message, right, but the problem with that is that... then I'm not sure it's in the DNA, because in a family, personalities are often quite different. You've got the one sibling who's a jerk. You've got the one who's the sweetheart, one who's shy, one who's outgoing.
Right.
And so if it's everybody, it's...
That's all you know. That's all you live. That's all you're surrounded by. And that's who you become.
Brad says jerks are not born that way. They are a product of their environment and definitely how they're raised by their parents. I... respectfully disagree, because there are people I know who have the greatest, sweetest, nicest parents in the world, and they are absolute monsters and jerks. So
yeah,
so that's why I think it's somewhere. Maybe it's a recessive gene. Maybe they had a great grandparent who was a gigantic. What did Charlie Sheen say? Hold, do I still have Charlie Sheen's line? I hope I saw. Yeah, Charlie Sheen said,
I was a gigantic ass.
Yeah. So maybe you've got a recessive gene. Maybe you've got a family member from 60 years ago, and that gene just got passed down, and it didn't flower until it got inside you.
Right. Or does it remain dormant until you are around other people that are jerks, and then it comes out of you? Is that kind of what you're saying? Can that gene remain dormant?
But it can in one iteration of a person. Like the grandparents might have been jerks, but then your parents were not. But then it reignited
you. It's like baldness, right? It skips every other generation.
Skips a generation. Madeline says, my sister and several cousins were born jerks. People are now taking this segment.
They're just naming the jerks.
Just to call in and say who's a jerk.
My ex-husband is a complete jerk. My son was not a jerk. Now he is a jerk thanks to my husband. A lot of that.
We used to do a feature on our show called Jerk Alert. I don't know if we still have the... It's probably over there in the Voxborough or whatever, but we used to do a thing called...
It might be.
We used to do a segment called Jerk Alert, and it had to do, people would call in and they would give out the license plate number of somebody on the road who had been a complete jerk.
Here we go. Jerk Alert.
There you go.
Jerk Alert.
It's my ex-husband.
Jerk Alert.
My aunt. My cousin.
Darlene says, nope, she's disagreeing with me. She goes, my son started out nice and now it's taking after his dad, jerk.
Yeah, that's the one.
Also, people are triggered sometimes by, you know, things like that.
Right.